and on Wednesday, June 1st at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com. It's springtime. Time to enjoy a rebate of up to $1,700 on a qualifying new Lennox system from Scott Lee Heating. Call 314-756-9444 today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum. Do I know my music or what? Man, I used to love this song. I have some interesting and maybe bad news for Peon. I'll take a minute here. Dr. Doug is coming up. So get ready with your pet questions. He'll be here in a couple minutes. We started a week or so ago. We welcomed MD Health and Wellness to the show. And I am pleasantly surprised at the response already that they've gotten, not just to testosterone replacement, but to their weight loss program, which I decided when I was there, I was so impressed with it, I said, all right, let's do this. So I give myself a little easy injection every morning, and I have an appetite suppressant, and I'm always hungry, or was until a week ago, and I'm not hungry anymore. I've lost 8 pounds already. I was only in there a week ago. Now, everybody's different. I'm not about to tell you what you would lose, but what I want to do today, and they can talk to you about their weight loss program. They do pain management. This testosterone thing, and I hear, as you do, all over the place, low T, and lots of people are hawking different products. This is a medical facility. You can feel 100% comfortable going in there. But let's talk a little bit about testosterone and why you may want to check this out. First of all, gentlemen, they'll do a blood test and check your testosterone level free. They have a test for the ladies because women have testosterone too. They have less of it than men. Now, if a woman has too much, those are the women with mustaches or something, mm-hmm. I think, right? They got too much testosterone. So. Well, listen to this, Peon, and I didn't know this. I learned this from these folks. And this is a documented fact, and research, they have plenty of research to prove it. Fatherhood leads to a drop in testosterone. Did you know this?
No.
Listen to this. This is from the New York Times, an article that says, although testosterone naturally decreases with age, men who become fathers showed much greater declines, more than double than that of childless children. You might not have any testosterone left.
Oh, man.
Oh, I have 4 kids.
It is the most male of all hormones.
How would I know, though?
Well, we'll talk about that off the air. It takes testosterone levels just take a dive after you become a parent. And get this, it says the more that dad gets involved in caring for his children, the lower his testosterone drops.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Testosterone is, any man, once he reaches 40 and gets over 40, your body produces less testosterone. Now, here are the benefits of testosterone therapy. Increased energy, increased bone density, reduced risk of obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, reduced risk of osteoporosis, reduced body fat, reduced risk of anemia, increased lean body mass, increased libido. Peon, how's that libido? A little bit off lately?
Yeah. No, it's fine. I don't have anybody to do.
Well, you're married. An increased enjoyment of sex. Increased satisfaction with, this is a word, it's a legitimate word, erections. Okay, improved mood. These are all some of the perks that you get.
And satisfaction with your thing? Is that what it was?
Well, that depends on the partner, I guess, satisfaction level. You can't, if you're with Rosie O'Donnell, well, you wouldn't be because she doesn't go that way. But this MD Health and Wellness is a little building, a small building. But boy, did they get a lot done in that space. And when I was in there last week, they had people in there for pain management. They had people in who were there for testosterone therapy, and some were in there for the weight loss. And I walked out of there with my little packet of injections. And by the way, I've never given myself a shot in my life. There's nothing to it. He said, you pinch a little piece of fat. I got plenty of that right there by my belly button. And you don't even feel the thing going in there. Do it in the morning. And then I do an appetite suppressant. This is a fantastic thing. And my whole career doing this, I've only spoken ever for two weight loss plans. Pretty picky about that. You have to be careful. And I was happy to speak for both of them and still happy to have done the one I did years ago because it did work. It was my fault that I got off the wagon. So here's what I'll say to you. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you. I don't know your situation. They will in short time. I took a physical of sorts there, and they made me hold this thing that looked like a game controller, like Xbox or something. That's exactly what it looked like. I put my hands on it, held it up in the air, and it calculated, told exactly what my body fat index was.
Wow.
You know, it's unbelievable. They know what they're doing, and they might very well help you have a much better quality of life, whether it's through weight loss or testosterone therapy or both. They're MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton on St. Charles Rock Roads, 314-770-2334. Thank you so much to all of you who just after 1 week have already contacted them.
I'm going to call them. I'm going to try. I'll do a blood test.
Another sale. Why not? It doesn't cost anything. Go in there,
no.
And they'll tell you what your testosterone level should be, and then tell you what it is. And then they'll give you your options, what you can do. You can do nothing if you want to. And by the way, some of this stuff sometimes is not covered by insurance. So what? You're talking about the quality of your life. They'll work with you on that. They have some financing plans and things like that.
I'll talk to them about pain management, too, with my back and everything.
They'll be happy to help you. MD Health and Wellness, if you don't remember the name or you get home and go, what was the name of that place? Remember, you can always do this. FrankOpinion.com, and it says enter. Click there, and then it'll say menu. Click there. That's the sound of a mouse click.
Yeah, pretty good. That's very good.
And then the thing will come down. It'll say sponsors. Click on sponsors, and there it is. And it'll link you right to their website, MD Health and Wellness, whether it's for low T, low testosterone, or pain management, or weight loss. And I'm doing the HCG injections, and it is very, very interesting the way this is working. HD is TV. MD Health and Wellness. Well, that means it's time to ask questions, any questions, something bothering you. This, how long have we been doing this segment?
10 years? I would say 10 years.
Yeah. Easily 10 years. I thought after 6 months, we'd run out of people who had questions. No, because people love their pets. They love their pets. There are hotels for pets, for goodness sakes.
Well, you saw that thing the other day. It was a mobile food truck.
Yes, I haven't even done the story yet. There's a story in USA Today. Guy as a mobile food truck, like the ones that pull up on construction sites, and they pull the panels down. It's all
dog stuff.
Dog treats. They bake stuff for dogs. And the guy's doing a big business. You have a question about your pet? Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, 888-550-KTRS, or for most cell phones, Star KTRS. Please don't forget that Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. People who really love their pets will only put them in a Laclede Cab. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. It works. Please download it. Laclede Cab. And now here's Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
We're doing great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM and PM.
Of course you are.
What's happening, guys?
Well, it's just
you're talking about drug supplementations?
No, we're talking about testosterone therapy.
Okay, and you're taking HCG, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
That's human chorionic gonadotropin.
That is exactly what, listen to this guy.
Yeah,
that's exactly what
here.
It is.
And that's a female hormone.
Yes, it actually is created, I believe, in the placenta or something.
Yes.
Wow, you're really smart about human stuff.
Are your breasts enlarging?
They already were.
Okay.
The hope is to reduce them by cup size down to an A.
Yeah, those things are massive.
That's what I want to do. Anything on your mind that you want to share with people? We just want to take some calls.
Oh, I'm ready. It's just such a beautiful time of the year, and I'm seeing, you probably are too, but I'm seeing tons of baby deer and all kinds of critters on the road. I just tell people to please be careful. I hate to see these animals that are just crushed and killed for no reason. Just have to be a little more
cautious. Well, it's not for no reason. They run out in front of you.
Yeah, but sometimes people, unfortunately, I think a lot of people kind of make them a target too.
No, hold on. I've never known of anybody who tried to hit a deer. Oh, look at the deer. Let's see if we can hit him. A deer. Now, I've done it with a possum.
Maybe not a deer, but lots of possums.
Well, and I have, in the years past, been guilty. I'm not kidding. I deliberately hit. I don't do it now, but I've hit a couple of possums.
I did, too, a long time ago.
Because I can't stand them, because they're ugly, and they're like big rat. They're in the rat family.
We did a trip through New Mellie over the weekend, and there was a raccoon, an armadillo, a possum. I mean, within a couple miles.
Lots of armadillos have moved up from southern Missouri, Oklahoma. Now they're up in our area. The problem is that they're neat, but they just dig and they tear up the land.
The one thing I cannot run over is a box turtle crossing the road. That poor guy, he's trying to get across.
Yeah.
He's going as fast as he can go. I'm not going to hit him.
I've gotten out and picked him up and taken him off the road.
That's a beautiful story.
I know.
What a beautiful story.
Thanks.
Let's take some calls. We've got a bunch of them here. As I've told you many times, Doctor, you are a chick magnet. And to prove it, we start with Barbara. Barbara, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Oh, hello, Dr. Doug. Jesus has made my day.
Oh, my God, Barbara. You're such a sexy voice.
What do you have, Barbara?
I want to know how to brush my dog's teeth.
I don't think I need
a professional.
No.
You want to know how to brush your dog's teeth?
Yes, and what should I use for a brush?
Toothbrush.
Okay, yeah. You actually can't... What I like, if you go to the pet shop, you'll see, or maybe your veterinarian has them, that they have those little structures that go in like a thimble on your finger, and they have a rough face surface, right? And those are great, and then they have some toothpaste products that you can use, but it's more of the physical action of just keeping those molars in particular and the canines of the teeth that seem to collect the most of the material, the plaque and the tartar.
Yes, those big, long teeth with a little bit green around the gums. I don't like that look.
What'd you say?
I don't like that look of the green around, right up at the gums line. There's green on those.
You need to get those off. Now, sometimes you've got enough concretion there that it needs to be removed by your veterinarian. He'll either scale it off or use an ultrasonic cleaner just like your dentist use. And then once it's off, then he'll teach you how to manage those teeth so that you minimize the need to get repeated dentals. And some dogs genetically are worse about this than others. In fact, I usually see like little lap breeds, dachshunds and things like that. No matter what you do, you stay on top of it. They still need repeated dentals several times a year, whereas a larger, middle-sized or large breed dog, for some reason, they just have a better model or whatever, but they generally don't need maybe but once every couple of years.
So I get a special brush at the pet store?
Yeah, a toothbrush made for that, yes.
This is a little finger structure. You'll see it in the kits. They usually have a brush, one of these little thimble kind of things that go over your finger, and some toothpaste all together.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
You guys have a sexy voice. This is how sexy Jeff's voice is. Jeff, say hi to Dr. Doug.
What's up, Dr. Doug?
Hey, Jeff, you have a sexy voice too, man.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Okay, good.
AM and the PM, boy.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Question
what you
for you, Dr. Doug. Man, I got a two-year-old Rottweiler. He's about 125 pounds. Okay. Sweet dog. How do you deal with trying to get a tick out of him? Because he doesn't like it. Obviously, you know, a muzzle, but we still try to hold it down. He just doesn't.
Where is he? Where is it located?
We believe it's under his armpit, but we felt it, and the area around it seems to be getting bigger. Like the where we think it's a tick is not getting bigger, but the skin around it's getting real puffy.
Could have irritated the area with the bite and the toxins. So, yeah, you need to get that out. If you can't do it, run up to the vet. They'll get it out in 2 seconds. But if you want to try, if your wife or girlfriend has some eyebrow tweezers, you can kind of lay the dog on his side and put a, if he's laying on his, let's say, his left side, you bring your left arm over his
neck and put pressure down and lift up with that same hand, lift up the lower leg, and then do the same thing on the backside, just hold down his legs, and that'll give you the leverage to lift up, someone else will lift up the leg and remove the tick. And when you remove the tick, you kind of got, you get right down at the base where the head is attached.
And yeah, we got one of those little tools, the little scoop tool thingies that you put it in there, get underneath it, twist it, pops it right out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so if you've got one of those, that should work. And then if you do see swelling and it's been in there for a few days, you might want to have your veterinarian just check things out.
We really don't have one because a lot of people are saying they don't like the big dogs, and that's kind of what I was
saying. Oh, that's crazy. No, you'll find any. We'll see you, but anybody will see you. If you can't find a vet that wants to see you, then that's not a vet you want to go to anyway.
Yeah, yeah. He's got also something like a real hard, like, scab type thing on the inside of his ear.
Yeah, he needs to be looked at. I wouldn't let that. Which part of the world do you live in?
Arnold.
There's plenty of good vets down there, and I would just look it up and find somebody in that area. But
is Terry? Isn't it Terry? What is his name?
He's at. I didn't want to give any particular.
Oh, okay. I've used him before.
Yeah, he's excellent. Yeah,
he's on.
That's on guys, him, yeah.
Hi, Jeff. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. My buddy Jeff. Dan. Dan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What you got?
Hey, I got recently adopted from the Humane Society an 8-month-old black lab mix. Now, okay. When we got her, they told us she had a little enamel loss, and we were going to have to wash her teeth, and we accepted that. That's not a problem. She's a sweet dog. But here, they said that was probably from maybe having distemper or parvo and living through it, and that's what may have caused that. The one issue we're having with the dog, and it's not insurmountable, like last night, my wife's purse was on the couch. It'd been there for an hour or two, and the dog finally walked by and looked at it and started barking at it, like... And or the vacuum cleaner, it'll see something weird and it'll just lose its mind. Not something that snuck up on it, but something that's been there all day long. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Is there any way that her eyesight could be affected, and is there any way of testing for that?
That's yeah, absolutely. There's two groups, one in Kirkwood that's a specialist, and then there's a specialty group off of the outer road in Chesterfield that have board-certified ophthalmologists. These guys, that's all they do for animals, and they have instruments that can look to the back of the eye, the retina, and they can really do the best to measure the opportunity and whether the eye is functionally looks good. So that would be my...
And that's another thing, like coming inside and outside, because we keep her inside, and she's a good dog. No problem there, but there's a step, and she won't just come in. You pretty much have to go out there and walk her in. She was from a hoarder's family, so she was in a barn with about 50 dogs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she might have a light sensitivity or something because of the way she was managed. She could have the possibility of some kind of abnormal physical structure in the eye structure. So I think you're right on target. I think the best thing to do is let one of the ophthalmologists take a look. If you go to your regular vet, most regular veterinarians are not going to have special tools.
Yeah, I have a regular vet over in Bridgeton.
Okay.
The Humane Society has been dealing with it now, but we do have a regular vet.
Good, yeah. He's just not going to be able to, he or she, I just don't imagine they're going to have the special tools you need. So, find one of these veterinary ophthalmologists, give them a try. It's worth it, and I want to thank you for adopting. That's a great thing.
Oh, we were the lucky one. She's a good dog. She's a little wonderful. Love. Cool. All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye, Dan.
All right. Let's get George in here. George, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how are you doing today?
Good, George. How are you?
Good, good. Hi, Frank and gang, AM and the PM.
Thank you, George.
Hey, George.
Hallelujah. Real quick, I've got an 8-year-old German Shepherd. First issue I want to ask you about is somebody told me that the standard flea and tick that's dripped down their back, I'm not going to mention any brand names that I use, but they said that is somehow detrimental to the dog's health or skin or something like that, and that the chewables are a better alternative. I'd like your opinion on that. And how do you stop these animals from eating their own feces?
Oh, boy.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. and that breath.
Whew. Oh, we lost Dr. Doug.
We did?
I think I punched the wrong button.
No. Yeah. No. Is he on?
Yeah, he's back.
Yep. I don't know what happened.
Hang on here. I'm sorry, Dr. Doug, you're back on. He says, the second part was, how do you stop your dog from eating its own doo-doo?
There's a material I've mentioned before called Forbid, F-O-R-B-I-D, and it goes into their regular meal. It's a little powder pack, and I think you can buy them by the month, and that usually really helps. I've also mentioned sometimes, I'm losing my mind now, there's a seasoning, Adolph meat tenderizer, but then you got to walk around and powder all the poop on the yard to do that.
That sounds to me like that'd make it taste good. That's good
stuff. Somebody told me one time cayenne pepper, and I found out my dog loves Cajun food.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, get the four.
If I'm going to do that, I'll just pick it up.
And that I found to be very, very successful and useful.
Now, what was your first question? I forgot.
The flea and tick medicine. Oh. I've used the drops down the back. Somebody recently told me that is bad for their skin or bad for the dog somehow, and that the chewable is a better option on that. I'd like your opinion.
Yeah, they all work in different ways, but I like the chewable, or there's a new collar out last year, Seresta.
Seresta.
That one's amazing. You put the collar on, it's good for fleas and ticks, and it's good for 8 months. So it basically supports the entire season. And
so it's a physical collar, though. That's
there? it's a little plastic collar, one of those little. They're no big deal, and so I think either the oral or that is fine. I think what you're hearing is that one of the products, Frontline's been around a long, long time, and now people are starting to report some resistance by organisms. So that's why we still use it, but. There are certain situations, especially in areas like Florida, where there's a heavy concentration of fleas, where they feel like it's lost its potency.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we just moved from the city out to High Ridge, and now we're in the thick of the woods. So I mean,
yeah, it's
really
effective. I would try the collar if you can. I think it's.
And what was that called again?
Seresta.
Seresta. What is that? With a C?
S O R E S T O, something like that.
Okay.
Right. Hi, George. Thank you
very much.
We're out of time.
Wasn't much of a chick magnet show.
Well, a lot of times you're intimidating to them and they're shy.
Oh, okay.
We'll get the ones next week that aren't shy. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. Love
Dr.
you all.
Doug Pertikoff, everybody. And you heard it. He loves you all. But he loves your pets more. That's why he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon and your pet's best friend. And he was brought to you and will be next week by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Time to check on traffic. We're going to check in with Tim Weiland. Tim, what do you have?
Well, the rain is really slowing things down as you go out toward Chesterfield Valley, because westbound 40, we're slowing Timberlake Manor out through Boone's Crossing, and then you're heavy again, 94 out to Winghaven. Same thing on westbound 70. Things are running the usual slowdown at Jennings Station Road, but then from Highway 170 out to Highway 94, you've got some really slow pockets there. Southbound 270, it looks like we have we may have an incident down around Dorset Road, because you're jammed up pretty well between 70 and Dorset. And then from Page all the way down through Highway 44, southbound 55, that's heavy Loughborough through Rivas Barracks. And this report brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Weekends are overrated now that Mo Money Mondays are here. New scratchers, new chances to win every last Monday of the month, only from the Missouri Lottery. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. The nickname for John, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, is Jack Kennedy. But I'll bet nobody ever calls John Londoff Jack Londoff, do they, John?
No, sir.
And I don't get that. I've never understood it. Robert, Bob, okay, lose a syllable. William, Bill, okay, you shortened it by one syllable. John and Jack have the same number of letters, and they're both one syllable. What is the point of that? Jack Kennedy. That's
I don't
really
know, but I would get confused, like, if I had two names. Like, I know some, I had a couple of friends with, like, two names.
Well,
two
how weird.
I don't know, weird. I don't know what to call them.
Yeah, that's really weird. But Jack Kennedy is the only guy where I remember regularly people would call him Jack Kennedy.
Yeah.
I don't know of another person named John that they called Jack like they did. And what's the point of that anyway? How are you doing today?
What do you think Marilyn Monroe called them?
Honey, baby, meal ticket.
Mr. President.
Hey, you think that was true, that she was doing Bobby and John? Both of them? I do.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Pretty well documented.
I don't know about that.
What are you doing with her? She's mine. No, she's mine. And when they argue, they sound like the same guy.
Yeah.
She's my girl. No, she's mine. Now I tell you, keep her hands, or you keep your hands off of her. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The Kennedy brothers, thank you.
Like a recreation.
There's no mention of Teddy in any of that.
Well, he's right here. Yeah, you know what happened, funny? Teddy, the last surviving one of the... He lost, and I hated that, he lost his accent. He used to talk just like they did. And then for whatever reason, he lost that accent.
I'm
he didn't sound like that
swimming.
Anymore. Yeah, he picked up kind of a...
I'm swimming.
Yeah, that guy. Don't get me started on that guy.
No.
Oh, don't get me started either, buddy. Not today. June the 1st. Happy June the 1st.
Well, it is June the 1st, and which, I don't know, to me it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, wait. That's right. It's the 3rd of June.
That's coming up in a couple days.
Not the 1st of June. Sorry. John, I had the wrong date. I'm sorry.
Man, it's not like you, Frank. You never make a mistake.
No, it's not.
And you never make. You're like perfect.
Is he talking to me?
Yeah, oh, yeah, so, yeah. He said you're perfect.
I'm perfect.
So what's going on today? Be busy today? Selling anything today?
You know what? We're always busy, but yeah, but we can always be busier though. We can always be busy.
I called your service department this morning, and I had a question. Was there a bill in service department I talked to today? Or
yes, sir.
And I said, hey, what's the best time to do the first oil change on this Corvette? And he said, about 5,000 or so, 4,000 to 5,000. Perfect timing. I'm at 3,800. I said, I'll be in there in another week or two. So, got the information I needed.
You know exactly. You know what you're doing, buddy.
Well,
can't pull the wool over your eyes. How about Chevy Sparks?
How about
Chevy Sparks? Priced at $9,400. This is absolutely the perfect vehicle for zipping through town. Ideal for students and seniors, really for everybody. I mean, we've talked about what a cute car it is. You know, Frank, when I saw you get inside, you slipped right in one of those little Sparks.
I did. I'm a decent-sized person, and I got in and out with no problem.
You are so cute in that car.
I don't
what?
See, I edit that out.
Sorry.
Edit that out.
Why edit it out?
Well, it sounds funny. You're cute. Another guy telling a guy he's cute.
Oh, are you calling me cute? Thanks, buddy.
No, no.
One of the nicest things you've said to me in a long time.
Edit you that. Edit all this out.
Play that back.
Edit it all. It'll never hit the airwaves. Edit it out.
You know? But, you know, the little Chevy Spark, it's safe, easy to drive, easy to park. Oh, it's so much fun. Plus, it comes in these unbelievable colors. How about this?
I love the colors.
How about salsa? That's right.
Now, what color is, would that be red? Some kind of red?
No, it's pink. Yeah, it's salsa, but it's a salsa red, Frank.
Okay.
Kalamata.
What?
Kalamata?
Those are olives.
Olives, yeah.
Way to go, Peon. I didn't know that. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Wow. Toasted marshmallow.
Ooh.
That's the color. Toasted marshmallow is a color on the Chevy Spark for only $9,400 at Kennedy Lawn Dr. Lake.
If they toast them the way I did as a kid, that would be a black car.
Yeah, no kidding. Me too.
I always caught them on fire.
Oh, I love it like that.
You bet.
Is this?
You like your marshmallows toasted dark?
Yeah.
Oh, I do too.
Burnt? You like them burnt?
A little bit like a hot dog. A little burnt on the outside.
Hey,
I haven't toasted a marshmallow in a long
time. Oh, I haven't either. Now it sounds good.
I need to do that.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What about those s'mores? You get that graham cracker? The graham cracker?
Hershey's chocolate.
Yeah.
Hershey's chocolate. You know, the brick of it, and on top of the hot marshmallows.
No, that's the perfect camp dessert.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect dessert for anything. Yeah, I'm thinking about having those tonight. Maybe talk Miss Mimi into cooking that up. Hey, we also have the beautiful and sleek 2016 Chevy Impala. You notice how I'm throwing in some really cool words for you? Sleek and beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's just what you see when you look in the mirror in the morning, Frank. Beautiful and sleek.
What is
Frank
he doing? What is he doing?
2016 Chevy Impala is priced as low as $19,500.
That's a mistake. That has to be a mistake.
No, it's not. Not for the AM and the PM crowd, buddy. No. Ultimately, the best prices for the best people, the AM and the PM crowd. That Impala has a MSRP, that's a sticker price, of $27,970. 2016 Impala, only $19,500.
Ooh.
Wow. That includes right now, General Motors has 20% of MSRP as the rebate. So General on the AAA, as crazy as we are here, we're going to 30% of MSRP as the discount.
Now, in case there's anybody listening who doesn't know, and I'm being serious here, doesn't know what MSRP is, it's manufacturer's suggested retail price. So that's the price they say you should charge. Here's what we think you should charge. So that's how much less than that, just in case anybody didn't know what those letters meant. And there's somebody who didn't.
You know what? This program can...
It's the learning show.
Informative.
It's the learning
Unbelievable.
Show.
One time, one of our great salesmen here, God bless him, he said to the customer kept saying MSRP, MSRP, the salesman, Tom Jones, and the customer said, Tom, what's that MSRP?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 what's new, pussycat? Whoa,
Tom Jones, thank you. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
You know how disappointing that is when I'm like in the middle of a story, something that means a lot to me, and you just rip right into me with something that really doesn't, I mean, if you would have sounded a little bit like Tom Jones, it'd be okay, but it didn't sound like anything like Tom Jones.
Is the guy, the salesman you're talking about, he passed away now?
No, I think
because when you say so-and-so, God bless him, I always think the person's deceased.
He's up in years. He was here for many, many years, and I love the guy to death. So he tells his customer, Tom, what's that MSRP? He goes, that's Missouri suggested retail price. So then Tom comes back around with Gary Gebser, and I were like, Tom, it's not Missouri suggested retail price. It's manufacturer suggested retail price. So what do you, I mean, if it was before Missouri, what if it was like Illinois? His answer was,
the ISRP.
He goes, Gary, I don't sell cars in Illinois. I don't care what they call them in Illinois.
Oh,
you had to be there. It was hilarious. Chevy Sonic, I'm not done.
Uh-oh.
2016 Sonic, another fun ride. Price to sell, $11,900. That's brand new. That's Sonic. We've got about 80 Sonics in stock. Don't tell me how we got them all. We've got about 60 Sparks in stock and about 40 in balance. So these prices are going to be here for a while. So come and get them, AM at the PM crowd. And excited. I can't believe it's June, though. I really can't.
I'm glad it's June.
Why are you glad it's June?
Well, John, because that's my anniversary. And I'm in for one wild night this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait.
Really?
Yes.
He's been saving up for a year for this.
Testosterone therapy, weight loss, vitamins. Oh, yeah. It is going to be something.
Wasting away to nothing.
Nah, 8 pounds. I'm on the way. But let's see. Today is the 1st. The 5th is my anniversary. What is that, Saturday night? Perfect.
No. No, it's Sunday night.
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. Whatever. Yeah. Perfect. Still perfect.
I mean, you know, use your fingers.
What? That
was,
you know what? Edit that out. Oh, my goodness. Edit that out. That's disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Johnny, see what you did? You knocked us off the air.
Wow.
They took us off the air. He said, use your fingers. That's just my wedding night coming. You said, use your fingers. They took us off the air. Way to go. Way to go.
See what it feels like now to get cut off once in a while?
You're the one who got cut off. We've never talked about this, but there's a censorship person who is here at the station all the time, and they have three shifts, and they're sitting next to a button, and when they hear anything, they think, well, that's just not going over the airwaves. That's what they do. They cut us off.
I don't think I've ever got the button hit on me.
I don't think I have, actually.
I think I have.
Dan, you said the F word.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got it one time.
Wow.
Whew, use your fingers.
Never a guest before.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
314-837-1800. That's the number for you. Want you think this is fun, folks? What we do? Come to Johnny Londo Chevrolet.
Now this place is like a morgue compared to going to Johnny Londo.
Oh, we have so much fun here. You will have so much fun. The AM and PM crowd, we love them. They're unbelievable. So give us a call 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. We're gonna hear late tonight to take care of the great AM and PM crowd online 24/7, 365. 365 at londoff.com. LONDOFF.com.
Don't call him Junior and don't call him Jack Londoff. Okay?
I've never been called Jack Londoff. I've been called Junior a lot. And a lot of people, my thoughts and prayers out to a great friend of mine, Earl the Pearl Russell. Earl Russell in the hospital. And, Earl, I've been June. He didn't even scold with Junior, just June. And love the guy, so go see him in the hospital tomorrow and give him some hugs and get him well and get him the heck out of that hospital. But come and see us, folks. We're going to have a lot of fun with the AM and the PM crowd. And remember, next time you're counting, use your fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too late. Don't even try. To salvage that thing. Hi, John. We'll see you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Now, did I miss something, or is this the way it went down? He says, I said, I'm looking, somehow or other, I said, I'm looking forward to, I'm glad it's June. That's what he said. He said, why are you glad it's June? I said, my anniversary's coming up. Mm-hmm. And I proceed to say, Sunday night's my anniversary. It's going to be great. I'm taking vitamins, lost some weight. And then he said, use your fingers.
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
No.
That was uncalled for. No, don't email me, folks. We don't write his part of the bit. In fact, nobody does. Or our part. Maybe we should. All right, we gonna break? I guess we are.
Yes.
This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meep.
All right. So look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
I haven't heard you guys get knocked off the air in a while.
No, I know.
I don't like it, Tim. I don't like it. Because all that stuff gets forwarded to the FCC. Yeah. You have to report when you're taken off and they play that music. You have to turn it into the FCC.
I can't believe the phone didn't ring either.
No, it wasn't us.
Well, the good news is they know when they hear it, they'll know, it wasn't you guys. It was that car dealer that did it. And they may ban him. They may issue, like, it's like the equivalent of an audio restraining order. They may ban him from being on the show for a while. I hope not. We'll see what they do.
Yeah.
I hope not.
All right.
What do you have, Tim?
If you're traveling on eastbound 70, it looks like just after the Earth City Expressway, you've got the two right center lanes that are blocked due to an accident there. They are working with an accident on southbound 270 just before Dorset. And it's the far right lane that's blocked, but you are backed up to Highway 70. Rain slow everywhere. You've got westbound 364, some heavy pockets between 270 all the way out through 94. Eastbound 40 is jammed up pretty well now from Clarkson through Highway 270. Southbound 270, as I said, you're from Page all the way down through Highway 44. Southbound 55, that's heavy Loughborough through Rivas Barracks. And eastbound 40 downtown, you're heavy, it looks like, from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Football. It's almost like a religion.
Life's his game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all
if you thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Get every pass, every play right here on KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product, Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's Xtrak, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. Xtrak is FDA cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, Xtrak is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by. And there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live Xtrak clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now. 800-771-2102. That's 800-771-2102. 800-771-2102 or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Witness memories in the making as you watch future all-stars run the bases without leaving their seat. And catch imaginary line drives between bites of cotton candy. It's never been more clear. It truly is a kid's game. It's baseball. Cardinals baseball. You spend your time teaching them the ins and outs of the game, and they end up showing you why it's played. As your child watches her hero touch them all, she touches your heart. Because our happiest moments are when we see our kids truly happy. And as your little one leaves the stadium, dreaming of World Series walk-offs, you're not upset you didn't see a perfect game. Some games are better than perfect, like baseball. Cardinals baseball. Kick off your summer at Busch Stadium when the Cards host the Giants June 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Get Dad a gift he'll love this year, a G&W gift card so he can pick out his favorite from over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Buy a $25 gift card and get a free 8-ounce package of Landjager beef sticks. G&W Meat, 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Here's what you missed on She Said, He Said.
Here's a question. Why are people obsessed with boobs? Because honestly, you men, it's these
5 pounds of fatty flesh.
You guys are obsessed with them, and then girls must love them too because they go pay thousands of dollars to place them onto themselves.
I think it's because when we were babies, they were like the first thing in our face.
It's got to be.
Don't miss She Said, He Said. Sunday evenings at a new time beginning at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. That's one way to get them. The other is the app, STL Taxi. It's free and it works, and it's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Bill. It's going great.
Good to hear that. Well, despite Jeb Bush's poor campaign this past year here, analysts are already talking about the political rise of his son, George P. Bush. Mm-hmm. George P. Bush already got his campaign slogan ready to go when he runs. Don't worry, I was adopted. We start slow. You know how this works.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You start slow and you build.
Yeah.
17 years of this. You should know how this works.
I should have done. Bill gave me a note earlier. Here's what it says. Remember, I start slow and build. I should have looked at
that. See? I told you.
Go ahead.
We got a report out that says fast food places that have fresh ingredients are more prone to E. coli outbreaks.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Which explains why today a spokesman for Long John Silver said, "Woo, we're safe."
See, not fresh. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
A dating reporter in New York claims men and women are equally shallow. Pretty amazing. Not that men and women are both equally shallow, but that somebody has a job as a dating reporter.
Yeah. Okay.
And finally. This is where the good one
is. This is where the payoff is?
At the end.
This is a big moment right here.
Well, a man in Georgia has been arrested for pushing his kids in a stroller while he was drunk. Police could tell the man was drunk because his kids are in their late 20s.
See, that's good.
Oh, he saved it.
All right. See, that's how it works. Yeah. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Adios.
Why is it at the end of every report he goes into that coffee can thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not till the end. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R is the way you spell Schaefer. You don't actually even need to know that. If you go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, it's alphabetical. You go A, B, C, D, 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 S. There it is. Schaefer, link you right to their site, and on that site it'll give you all the Schaefer locations, and you can find out the one that's closest to you. And you're going to want to know that when you have an accident. Certain things that are almost mandatory. One, I think in most cases you have to call the police. You need to call your insurance company, and you need to tell your insurance company you're taking it to Schaefer. Now, Schaefer now offers this one-drop-stop sort of thing, or something like that, where you just take it there and leave it. This business about getting an estimate, you know it's going to go there anyway, getting an estimate, coming back, just take it. They'll take care of it, and they'll take care of you. And they'll take really good care of you. And when you get that vehicle back, you'll hardly believe it's yours because yours wasn't that clean. You won't be able to tell where they started and stopped the work, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's like it never happened. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 5 o'clock, Big 550.